scored in the second quarter alone. Overall, 35-21. Terps ball, it spins on, defended by Copeland out on the right. Maryland ball, finds Myers. There's Porter out of the game now, out on the court for the Badgers. Myers throws it back to her right. Long two, launched by Pinzon, and it's in. Pinzon scores two for the Terps. Backcourt pressure. Porter to Schrammick. Back over to the far side of the court where Leitzinger grabs. Dribbles through a double team. Now zigzags her way. Pass a couple of more, but lost the ball. Stolen Maryland. Pass up ahead. Sellers front court to the free throw line. Kicks out to the right. Alexander three. It's going to be just off the mark. And Leitzinger chases it down in the corner for Wisconsin. 4:32 to go before halftime. 37-21 Maryland. Here's Wilkie flying in from the right. Kicking to the corner. Copeland for three. That's no good. Leitzinger offensive rebound to Porter. She'll try a three and it's through. RP3. Ronnie Porter drills the three-pointer. 4:14 to play. Second quarter. Porter has five. 13-point Maryland lead. Terps ball at the free throw line. Briggs bumps into Schrammick at the Big Ten logo. Lost it, got it back. Over to Sellers. Now to Pinzon. Trying to dribble out of trouble. Back to Sellers. Five of the shot clock. She'll come in strong from the left. Stolen by Wilkie as Leitzinger and Sellers both hit the floor. In transition, here's Porter front court for the Badgers. To Copeland. Over to Wilkie. She's open for three. Oh, just missed it front side. Porter trying to chase down the offensive rebound. And a whistle stops play and a foul called against Maryland. It'll be Wisconsin basketball after this media timeout. 3:39 to play. Second quarter, it is Maryland 37, Wisconsin 24. Back after this timeout. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, welcome back. Courtside at the Kohl Center. I'm John Audius. It's the 37-24 score. 11th-ranked Maryland leads Wisconsin by 13. They've led by as many as 16. That happened in the first quarter. Overall, Wisconsin shooting 43.5% from the floor. Maryland 48% from the field. But the Badgers have done a lot better, too, behind the three-point arc. Now 4-12 for Wisconsin, 33% rather. While Maryland is 50% from downtown, they've made five of their 10 shots. Sellers has 13 points. Those all came in the first quarter. That's for Maryland. The Badgers' leading scorer is LaBarbara. She has 6 points, 2 of 2 from downtown, 5 points from Brooke Schrammick in this first half with 3 assists. Those 3 assists lead Wisconsin. And then it's Wilkie with 4. Pospisilova has 2 points so far for Wisconsin. Julie P. now, after those two, what is she down to needing? 21 points to 1,000. She needed 23 entering play today. And so far, the Badgers' leading scorer, 1 for 4 from the floor. But she's played 12 minutes so far in this first half. Coach Marissa Mosley going with some new faces, really, in this game. Well, we know Ronnie Porter and Natalie Leitzinger. They're both on the court right now. Their playing time has remained steady over the last several contests. But Sanaya Copeland in there right now throws it almost to the backcourt, but Porter tracks it down right at the midcourt stripe. Finds Stramick high post. Back to the basket. Defended by Alexander. Stramick now turns and pivots. Passes out to the right. Porter catches. Shot clock's at 9. Porter over to Copeland. Copeland driving in. Jump pass to Wilkie. Left wing 3. No good. Rebounded by Miller. Diamond, Miller, and Maryland have the basketball left to right. 3:15 to go before halftime. Pinzon defended by Porter out on the right. High toss off the hands of Briggs. Chases it on the baseline. Now back out to Miller. Long two. Launched. No good. And Porter has it. Tracked it down and grabbed it. Porter up the right sideline for Wisconsin. Bouncing for Copeland. Back to Porter. Ronnie over to Copeland. Screen set by Leitzinger. Copeland dribbles to the left wing. Defended by Sellers. Another screen set by Leitzinger. Ball knocked free. Chased down by Copeland. Bounces for Porter. Shot clock's approaching 10. Porter between the circles. Screen Stramick on the right. Porter hesitates. Drives. Floater on the baseline. Good over Diamond Miller. Ronnie Porter. Two more for the Badgers. 37-26. Wisconsin trails by 11. How about that little runner by Porter over Diamond Miller, who has it in the post, defended by Stramick, bouncing for Pinzon. It's loose. Leitzinger dives on the floor, and she is bulldozed by a Maryland player, and that is Alexander, and a jump ball called. It'll go to Wisconsin, but Leitzinger was on the floor first, and Alexander just, like she was trying to tackle her, like a defensive back lowering the shoulder trying to tackle a running back. Insane. No shoulder pads either. Here's Porter. Front court. Hands off to Pospisilova. 2:09 to go before halftime. Julie P. to her left. Porter to Leitzinger at the elbow. To the baseline, Stramick. Left baseline jumper. 10 feet out, no. Tipped by Sellers. Now it's loose. Pospisilova fighting for it. And a jump ball will go to Maryland. She was fighting with Myers. Smile on Julie P's face as she gets up. Myers too, with a little smirk. Both kind of rolled around, almost as if Myers was grabbing and rolling Pospisilova over the top of herself. Minute 54 to play, second quarter. 37-26 Maryland with the lead in the ball. Myers, slip screen by Misonis. Myers has it, trying to drive lane, line right. Finds Briggs, down the lane. Runner, it's going to fall off the front side, no good. Leitzinger rips it away from everyone to Porter. 1:37 and counting to go in the second. Porter in the front court. Ronnie has it between the circles and tries to hand off to LaBarber. Now bounces to Avery, on to the right. Defended by Briggs, bouncing to Stramick. Hands off to LaBarbera, right wing still. Avery with it, back to the basket, to Porter. Shot clock's getting close to 10. Leitzinger catches out on top, dribbles to her left. Looking for Stramick, who cut to the rim, nothing there. Leitzinger drives, stops, kicks out. Porter has it, baseline, jump past Stramick, down to 3. Stramick in the lane, up right hand, no! And a whistle, and a foul, and it'll go against Maryland. Wisconsin taking almost every single second of that shot clock, and now it'll be Brooke Stramick to the free throw line. Stramick, an 87% free throw shooter so far this season. Head coach Marissa Mosley before the game tonight. Missed by Stramick, by the way. Just talking about the value of Stramick, who has scored in double figures 6 of her last 7 games, including her last 3 straight. When she's not on the floor, that one goes in. Coach Mo saying, when she's not on the floor, we're not as good of a team. She's on the floor there to make 1 of 2. It's a 10-point game. 37-27. Wisconsin has outscored Maryland in a low-scoring second, 12-9. Sellers between the circles. Pass to her right. It's caught by Briggs. Porter defense. Under a minute to play. Now Myers tries the 3. It's too strong. And ripping it down is Sellers down low. A little reverse up and in. Flips it up and over her head. Sellers scores down low. Stopped a 6-0 Wisconsin run. Porter trying to bounce to her left to Leitzinger. And it's kicked out of bounds by Maryland. But the Badgers were on that 6-0 run. Extended playing time here in this quarter, by the way, for the likes of Ronnie Porter, Natalie Leitzinger, Sanaya Copeland getting some big minutes here in the second quarter for Wisconsin. We've seen Sarah Stapleton a couple of times, both in the first and second. Here's LaBarbera for Wisconsin. Down to 30 seconds to play in the half. Pass to the left wing. It's Porter. Jab step now bounces inside. Pospisilova. Opposite block pass. Stramick blocked from behind by Briggs. Copeland, by the way, I was mentioning her. I was trying to get her minutes. She's played 5 minutes so far in this first half. Left baseline inbound, LaBarbera looking, gets it to Wilkie, shot clock's at 8, Wilkie back to the basket, bouncing Porter, a little runner again, this one from the left baseline, came up short. Rebounded Sellers, 15 seconds to go in the second, and Maryland's going to wait for the final shot. It's a 39-27, 12-point Maryland lead. 8 seconds, Sellers defended by Porter. Masonis sets the slip screen, Sellers out on top to Myers. Quick pass to the corner with 2 seconds, and the three is in by Alexander right at the halftime buzzer. Wisconsin cut it to 10, but a quick 5-0 spurt by Maryland has the Terrapins back on top at the half. It's 42-27. Maryland has the lead over Wisconsin at halftime. Well, coming up at halftime, we'll run through these team and individual numbers, take a check of the Big Ten scoreboard as well. But when we come back, I had a chance earlier tonight to talk to the director of recruiting for the Badgers, Estella Moskow, former Badger player from a couple of seasons ago, and I asked her all about her new position here at Wisconsin. We'll hear from Estella coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance of scattered snow showers. Tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 22. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast skies. Tomorrow, chance of flurries. High of 26. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 15. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 29.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
42-17, Maryland leads Wisconsin at the half. Earlier tonight, I caught up with Wisconsin Director of Recruiting, Estella Moskow, and I asked her about her position here at the University of Wisconsin.
Great question. There's a lot that goes into it. Honestly, the biggest thing recently has been the NIL content that we've been talking about with recruits. So we kind of give them a little spiel on what Wisconsin has to offer in terms of an NIL standpoint. So we'll walk them through the resources we have on campus and as an athletic department. We'll kind of talk about how they can succeed in that area, since it is a new area, and we've had a lot of student athletes who have had success with great brand deals and just opportunities in the community.
Yeah, this is kind of, is that exciting to be able to be at the forefront of something new like NIL? Because, like I said, this hasn't been around very often, and I'm sure there's probably different avenues that will open up that you've never been explored before.
Yeah, it's super exciting. I think just for student athletes to be able to capitalize on their name, image, and likeness, especially when they're playing well or if they have a great social media following, and even if they're not a major contributor on the court, there are ways that student athletes can definitely monetize their name, image, and likeness. So I think it's a really cool opportunity, and I honestly wish I could have been a part of it, but I'm very happy for the student athletes now.
Yeah, so overall, how do you like this role that you've, because you were a grad assistant last year. Year before that, you were a player. So a new role for you every year. How do you like this overall?
I'm loving it. I think it's really cool just to be on the other side of playing and to also know how to connect with recruits. And knowing I recently played, although I wasn't a part of the NIL space, I kind of know what recruits are looking for in a school. So we really try to just pull all the interesting parts of Madison together and show them why this university is great. And I'm a fan of this. I mean, I'm from here, so it's a great place to sell, and it just feels natural, so I'm really enjoying it.
Halftime interview with Estella Moskow. She's the director of recruiting for the University of Wisconsin women's basketball team. Has how has being a player in college basketball kind of help you transition to post basketball and your career path and this job in particular?
I think knowing that I gave it my all while I was playing, I was kind of ready to transition, but not so much so to be outside of college athletics. So I was really grateful to have a career opportunity in this field. But it's been awesome to be able to help out our young girls and to kind of guide all these recruits and let them know how great this university is. So, yeah, I've just been super grateful, and it's been a really seamless transition.
Do you miss playing?
Honestly, like I said, I kind of gave it my all and my body was pretty burnt out, but the game days are really, that's maybe the one thing I miss is playing in the games. But when you play for as long and as hard as some of us do, your body just starts to tell you no, no, no. So that's kind of where I'm at, but I'm super happy to still be involved.
Well, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right, that's Estella Moskow, Director of Recruiting at The Half. Back with more after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
If you're an area employer, the next 30 seconds can be key to your growth and success. On-the-job training programs are available right now to assist with selection and cost of that new employee your business needs. Reimbursement for training costs, customized training plans to fit your needs, and continuous support when you need it. You hire, you train, we help pay. The first step is to contact us. Call the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center at 715-422-5000 and ask about on-the-job training programs for area employers. We'll help you build the workforce you need.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. Have you ever wondered if a career in healthcare is right for you? Now is the time to start a meaningful career, making a real difference in people's lives. WISC Caregiver Careers is a free employment and training program and is launching 3,000 caring individuals into healthcare careers. Register today at WISCCaregiver.com. In minutes, we'll connect you with participating employers within 50 miles of your home. Once hired, you'll start earning while you're learning to become a certified nurse aide. Plus, you'll receive a $500 retention bonus. Take the first step that will change your life. Register today at WISCCaregiver.com. All caring individuals of any age can take advantage of this opportunity to get paid while training for nurse aid certification. Give back to those who need you the most. Get hired today at WISCCaregiver.com. This message was sponsored by WISC Caregiver Careers, a free employment and training program.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
And welcome back. Halftime here at the Kohl Center. It's 42-27. 11th-ranked Maryland leads Wisconsin at halftime. That last quarter saw the Badgers outscored by just 2 points at 14-12. That after Maryland outscored Wisconsin 28-15 in the first. That was the big quarter for Maryland so far through the first two, as they led by as many as 16 in that first quarter. But like I said, 13-point lead. And now it's a 15-point lead for Maryland. They were able to outscore Wisconsin by two. Now, in that second quarter, the Badgers were led by Ronnie Porter, who scored 5 points. Taking a look at the team stats, overall in the game, Maryland's 47% from the floor, Wisconsin's 39%. From downtown, the Terps, 50%, 6 for 12. Wisconsin, 4 of 13, that's 31%. Not a lot of free throws here tonight. 2 for 2 for Maryland, 1 for 2 for Wisconsin. Battle of the boards, plus 3 for Maryland so far, 18-15. Offensive rebounds, 6-4. Maryland, second chance points, 12-3. Terrapins. Turnovers in the first half, 11 for Wisconsin, 4 for Maryland. Points off turnovers, plus 10. 10 zip for Maryland, so there's a difference right there. Points in the paint, even at 12 so far in this one. Team assists, 11 for the Terrapins, 9 for Wisconsin. Steals, 8 for the Terrapins, 3 for Wisconsin. Blocks, 4 for the Terrapins, none for the Badgers in that first half. Wisconsin has not led in this game yet. Maryland has led by as many as 16. The Badgers were able to cut that lead down to 10 points in the second quarter, but then Maryland finishes the quarter on a 5-0 run. Once again, halftime score, Maryland 42, Wisconsin 27. We'll take a break, come back with a look at the individual numbers here at the half after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point of sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy. Powering beyond.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does a $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Barbara has 6 points in about 15 minutes of work. 6 points, three assists in the first half from Brooke Stramick. Maddie Wilkie has 4 points in 16 minutes. Pospi Shalova, 2 points, one of four. 2 points, Sarah Williams in 7 minutes. Williams picked up her second foul with 9 minutes to play in the second quarter. But Julie P. with just those 2 points, she's Wisconsin's leading scorer at about 13 per game. Let's take another break, and when we come back, we'll have the second half for you. It's Wisconsin trailing Maryland 42-27. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger.
He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Halftime in Madison coming to a close. Ready for the start of the third quarter. It's 42-27. Maryland leading Wisconsin. And the third quarter is underway. With the Badgers holding possession, it's Avery LaBarbera. Schrammick posting up in the high post. Can't get it. Wilkie catches. Now back to LaBarbera out on top. Now to Schrammick. Side right, skip it to Wilkie on the far side. She almost lost it to Pospisilova. Bounce inside. Williams throws it back out to the right. LaBarbera back inside. Down low. Here's Williams. A little fadeaway in the lane again. No. And it's grabbed by Miller. Shot clock was winding down too. Miller in the paint. Bouncing left baseline. Misonis got it. Short jumper on the left baseline. 9 points for Misonis. 44-37. Backcourt press by Maryland. Wilkie across the timeline. Poked away in a reach-in foul called against Pinzon. First team foul against Maryland. Just underway in the third. First against Pinzon. Pospisilova, 2 points in the first half, finds Avery LaBarbera. Barbara, high on the left side for Wisconsin. She's the grad transfer, played at Holy Cross, was the Patriot League Player of the Year last season. Scored about 17 per game, grabbed about 10 rebounds per contest. Pospisilova, outside right, shot clock's at 7. Julie P. fires a pass to Stramick, inside off the hands, picked up by Williams, and she gathers it and puts it up and in. Low block right. Sarah Williams with a quick two here, early third quarter, 8:45 and counting to play in the third. It's 44-29, Maryland leading the ball. Sellers drives to the free throw line, loops it back out to the right to Pinzon. Short toss where it's grabbed by Myers. Inside Misonis to Miller. Good. Diamond Miller for two. Miller had 2 points at halftime. She's at 5 right now. Here's a drive in from Pospisilova. Missed it to LaBarbera. Short corner jumpers, no good. Grabbed by Maryland. Here come the Terps. Sellers up ahead. Caught by Pinzon. Pinzon to the free throw line. No looks it to the corner. Miller, extra pass to Misonis on the right wing. It's short on the three. And it's a long rebound. Grabbed by Pinzon. Pospisilova defends on the left. And Miller, late closing out is Williams. Three is missed. Rebound Misonis. Block Schrammick, but a foul. Misonis will step to the free throw line. 7:51 to play here in this third quarter. Maryland has the second toughest schedule. According to the Massey ratings, this team, Maryland, 11th in the country. They're 14-4 overall, 5-2. Misonis makes the free throw. Wisconsin has won two of its last three games in the Big Ten. The Badgers are 6-12 overall and 2-5 in the conference. And Misonis makes a pair at the free throw line. 48-29. Maryland enjoying its largest lead of the game now. It's at 19. Wilkie catches left sideline. Down low on the left. Left-handed layup in for Williams. They broke the press and they got it right to Williams for two. Sarah Williams has come out in attack mode in the second half. 7:30 to go in the third quarter, 48-31. Ball knocked out of play by Pospisilova, and then Sellers bumps her down to the floor and comes back to help her up. It'll be Maryland basketball, 7:27 to play in the third. 17-point lead. Pinzon, LaBarbara, her feet near the three-point arc defending. Pinzon picks up her dribble off to Miller. Williams gives her some space. Miller can't drive on Sarah now. Now Pospisilova. Miller drives past her and scores with the left hand. The switch came defensively, and there is Diamond Miller for two more. She's up to seven. We'll check what she had at the half. She had 3 points at the half. I think I said two. Yeah, that math makes more sense now. Pospisilova out on top. Hard bounce. Williams in the post. Williams spinning, missing the shot over Miller, and a travel. Turnover by Sarah Williams. Williams limited because of foul trouble in that first half for Wisconsin. Played just under 8 minutes and scored 2 points. She has 4 points already here in the third with 6:54 to play in the quarter. 50-31, Maryland on top. The Sellers jogs across the half-court stripe. She's greeted by LaBarbara at the three-point arc. High toss, Miller, high post. Working on Trem, but she traveled. Or what's the call? A foul against Stramick. No, probably not. That was a travel. Coach Marissa Mosley out at half court. Cannot believe the call. She walks back to her bench. I'll be honest with you. Call was not the greatest. Miller at the free throw line, back to the basket. A little makeup call, 3 seconds. Her feet just inside the lane. That was actually a good call. Another one, not so much. That one was good. So, end result, Wisconsin does eventually get it back. Tramick up the right sideline for the Badgers. Dribbles to the wing and then finds Pospisilova. Steers it over to LaBarbara. To the corner and Wilkie. Inside. Counted and one. Sarah Williams catches and scores. I told you Williams has come out of the gates in the third quarter for Wisconsin. And she is going right to the rim. And now a free throw for the three-point play. She's a 67% free throw shooter. It's good. Three-point play for Williams, who has a breather on the bench. Sarah Stapleton back into the game for Wisconsin. 50-34, 16-point Maryland lead. Wisconsin has trailed by as many as 19 here in the quarter. Closest the Badgers have been in a while was 10 near the end of the second quarter before Maryland went on a 5-0 run to end it. Sellers all the way, runs into the lane and scores, and then gives the you're too short celebration. Wilkie, front court, bouncing, dangerous, stolen Myers, flips it over her head, caught by Sellers, flips it back, back to Sellers, in the paint, up and over the right shoulder, good. 5:54 to go, 20-point Maryland lead, third quarter. Pospisilova with the push up ahead to Stramick on the left. Gives it to LaBarbara. LaBarbara has it left wing, dribbling, defended by Sellers. Bounces for Stramick. Look inside over the head of Stapleton and out. Stramick with the pass that went too far. It was not a great pass by Brooke. 5:38 to play in the third. Turnover. 14th turnover for Wisconsin this evening. Sellers will have a seat on the bench now for Maryland. She's got 19, 2 points away from tying her career high. She had 13 in the first quarter. And into the game is Gia Cook, the 5'9 freshman for Brenda Freeze's team. Brenda Freeze, by the way, in her 21st season at Maryland. Maryland under Freeze has been outstanding against Big Ten teams since they joined the league. Bounce inside, all alone for two is Reynolds down low on the right. And a timeout by the Badgers. I'll get to those numbers on Brenda Freeze in Maryland, but right now things not going well for the Badgers. 6-0 Terps run. It's Maryland 56, Wisconsin 34. 22-point lead for the Terrapins, largest of the game. Timeout Wisconsin. Back after the break. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. It's 56-34. Maryland on a 6-0 run over the last 60 seconds. And the Terrapins are enjoying a 22-point lead over Wisconsin. The Badgers are still looking for a double-digit scorer here tonight. 9 points so far for Sarah Williams. She's scored 7 in the quarter. Williams played just almost 8 minutes in the first half, but had 2 fouls. So her first half playing time was limited because of those fouls. And now she's scored 7 in the quarter, 9 in the game. She's Wisconsin's leading scorer. Porter has 7. She was leading at the half. Ronnie was the Badger freshman. Postby, she'll have a double team. Bounces to Wilkie at the free throw line. Out to the left here. Shramick 3. Yeah! Brooke bombs it from downtown. 3-pointer for Shramick. 56-37. 5 minutes to play in the third. Maryland ball. It's Cook. Drifting to her right with the dribble on the wing. Reynolds sets a slip screen. Pass to Alexander at the free throw line. To Myers, fakes a pass to the left. Dribbles to her right. Steers it off to the right. Now here is a drive and a kick by Cook. And it's stolen. And here comes Wisconsin. It's Pospisilova to Wilkie on the left. To the corner, LaBarbera. Catch and shoot. The 3 skims off the rim. No good. Poked down low. Caught by Shramick. And Shramick scores. It was poked by Pospisilova. And Shramick deep on the right puts it off the backboard for 2. 56-39. A quick 5 points there for Brooke Shramick. A 3. And then a score down low. Alexander, right elbow jumper. Bangs off the rim. No good for Maryland. Out of bounds. Last touch by Reynolds. It'll be Wisconsin basketball after this timeout on the floor. 4:16 to play in the third quarter. Wisconsin may be getting some momentum. They've made 4 of their last 5. It's 56-39. Maryland leading the Badgers with 4:16 to go in the third. And this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day? If you can't be at the actual game, Monk's Bar and Grill will always have you covered with more than 20 flat-screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Oh, ATC and the Wisconsin Badger women's basketball team have teamed up to empower STEM education in Wisconsin with Steals for STEM. As part of their partnership, ATC will be donating to Wisconsin's STEM programs. 56-39, 11th-ranked Maryland leads Wisconsin. We're in the third quarter, 4:16 to play in the third. But the Badgers, after trailing by as many as 22 just a few moments ago, have cut five off of that with a quick 5-0 run. And have it out to a 17-point deficit right now. Got to chip away, do as much as you can. That 5-0 run, basically it's a Brooke Schrammick 5-0 run. And she has the basketball right now at the right elbow and a bump from behind. That's against Alexander. And that is team foul number 3 against the Terrapins. So about 4:09 to play. The Badgers 2 fouls away from being in the bonus. Post piece over to Schrammick. Gives it up to Wilkie. Now to LaBarbara between the circles. Williams steps out to set the screen. Nothing there. Steers it back to the right. Schrammick skips it off to the left. Post piece over, feeds it inside. And there's Williams deep on the left, scoring 2 more. Williams has reached double figures. She has 11, 9 of those coming in the third quarter, and it's 56-41. It is a 7-0 Wisconsin run in the last minute 12. Now a turnover down low. Schrammick comes out of there with it up to Wilkie left sideline. Just kept it in bounds. Bounces inside. Williams again over the double team. That one came up short. She got it back. Puts it right back up. Came up short again. It's loose. It's on the floor. There's a couple of bodies on the floor. Jump ball possession. Arrow Maryland. Couple of good looks there by Sarah Williams. We just could not get it to go. 3:30 to play in the third quarter, but the Badgers still on that 7-0 run. Like I said, trying to chip away. They've got plenty of time. 3:30 here, plus 10 minutes in the fourth. We've got 13 and a half minutes to go in this one. Maryland walks across the timeline. It's Cheyenne Sellers with the basketball. Out of the head of the key to Myers on the left wing. Post piece level defense. Myers pass to her left. And it's grabbed by Miller. Miller trying to work her way down low. Bounces back out. Three is up by Briggs. Missed it off the left side of the rim, but it's tracked down by Briggs. Got her own miss. Out to Sellers. Open shot. She traveled. Passed up the three, rather. Decided to put it on the floor, but traveled before she put the ball down. And it'll be a turnover. Terrapins had 4 turnovers in the first half. They have 4 in the third quarter. 3:04 to play in the third. 56-41. Wisconsin still on a 7-0 run over the last 2 minutes. LaBarbara gives it up to the left where it's picked up by Schrammick. Schrammick, couple of dribbles around a Williams screen. Over to the right wing now. LaBarbara catches, skips it to the far side. Post Pichalova on the floor, driving down the lane. Bouncing for Williams out of bounds. Right idea there, but the bounce pass was a little errant. And it'll be a turnover. That is the Badgers' 15th turnover. Wilkie now has a seat on the bench for Wisconsin. And Sanaya Copeland comes into the game for the Badgers. Sellers delivers a pass off to the right. Now Briggs catches. Briggs off to her left. Sellers to the corner. Myers back to Sellers. Sellers with the dribble, bounce inside. Miller draws contact on LaBarbara, misses the shot, and a foul. Avery was just trying to get out of the way, honestly. Miller grabbed it. LaBarbara was just almost, in a way, conceding. And LaBarbara's talking to the official saying, she lowered her shoulder into me. And kind of making that motion. And that's exactly what happened, Avery. Free throw by Miller is in. She's an 84% free throw shooter. Coming off 17 points against Rutgers is Diamond Miller. Next one rolls off no good. Williams corrals for Wisconsin. Diamond Miller with 8 points in this one. It stopped a 7-0 run, that free throw. 57-41. Terps with the lead. Badgers the ball. LaBarbara outside right, couple of dribbles, gives it up to Copeland, dribbles to her left and bounces to Schrammick, high post. Schrammick defended by Miller, over to LaBarbara, has it, mid-range on the right, touch pass to Schrammick, back to LaBarbara, shot clock's at 6, gives it over, left side 3, post Bishalova, no, Schrammick trying to jump into the air and grab it, no good, Miller comes out of there with it, 16-point Maryland lead with the ball, Mazonis angles in from the left, bounces Miller, right block, Miller up, nope, but a foul. And who are they going to get with that one? That's the question. Is it? Okay, it's on Williams. I didn't know if it got Post Bishalova coming in over to help, but that is the third foul against Williams. fourth team foul for Wisconsin. 1:50 to play in the third. Wilkie comes back into the game for Schrammick. Here's Miller back at the free throw line. Free throws in. 9 points now for Diamond. 14 times this season she's reached double figures. 15 times this season she's reached double figures after that free throw, so she's up to 10. Sarah Williams with three fouls exits the game. 9 points in this quarter for Williams. She sat on the bench for a good portion of that first half because of foul trouble. Postby, she'll have a right baseline. Cuts it to the Big Ten logo. Jumper, no good. Wilkie grabs it high off the glass, no good. Wilkie grabs it again, has it on the right baseline. Kicks out to LaBarbara. Bounces inside. Stapleton came up short. Miller grabs a rebound, spins away from trouble, and drives into the front court with a basketball. Finds Sellers on the right corner. Sellers has it. Dribbles back to the head of the key, defended by Wilkie. 1:20 to play. Maryland with the lead and the ball. 18-point advantage. Sellers guides it over to Briggs on the left. LaBarbara defends on the wing. Myers sets the screen over to Miller. Post Bishalova. Linsonis now taking up some space. Here's Miller with a long three. It pops out. Myers offensive board to Sellers on the left. Sellers down low, spinning low block left. Gives it up right of the lane. Step back Briggs. That one, no good. It pops out. Stapleton has it for Wisconsin. And a foul. At it, and two defenders all over, and then Stapleton runs into Miller, who's grabbing her cheek. She's seems to be in a bit of pain, grabbing the left side of her face. Not sure if the shoulder of Stapleton banged into Miller's face. Official comes over, you okay? Miller says yes, so here we go. Just under a minute to play in the third quarter. 59-41, Maryland, Wisconsin ball. Trying to break the press. It's Copeland across the timeline. No looks into LaBarbara. Short corner jumper on the left, and it's in. Eight for LaBarbara. Trying to get some momentum heading to the fourth. 59-43, 16-point Maryland lead. 36 seconds, 23 on the game, or 36 on the game clock, 23 on the shot clock. Sellers, dribble drive, handoff to Miller on the right. Tries to curl into the lane with her drive, and a reach-in foul called against Copeland. That is team foul number five, though, so Maryland in the bonus with 28 seconds. They got in the bonus in the first quarter with 4.5 seconds. Made a couple of free throws right at the end. Here's Miller. Got that one. So Diamond Miller in this quarter, she had 3 at halftime. She's got 8, 9 points now. After those two free throws, Schrammick in, Stapleton out for Wisconsin. 28 seconds left in the third quarter. 61-43. Maryland, they've led by as many as 22 points. 15 seconds, LaBarbara high on the left side, dribbling Sellers' defense. 10 seconds. Avery still with the basketball. Slip screen, post Pishalova. Over to the left, though. It's Wilkie. Three rattles in from the corner. Maddie makes it from downtown. 1 second. Backcourt. Sellers just heaves it. No good. Short. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. 61-46. Maryland with a 15-point lead over the Badgers as we head to the final 10 minutes of this one here tonight at the Kohl Center. We'll be back for the final 10 minutes after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin system.
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
It's a 61-46 lead for the Maryland Terrapins. John Adias with you at the Kohl Center here in Madison tonight. Big Ten Women's Hoops brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. That is spelled R-O-E-H-L. Both teams scoring 19 points in that quarter. Wisconsin 47% from the floor. Maryland shot 50% from the field. Badgers able to make 2 3-pointers in the quarter, 2 of 4 from downtown. Maryland led by as many as 22 points. Badgers were able to chip away after that, get it down to 15, and that's where we stand right now. And that's as close as Wisconsin has gotten in the quarter. So both teams getting set now for the final 10 minutes, fourth quarter time. 9 points in that quarter, by the way, for Wisconsin's Sarah Williams. She has 3 fouls. On the floor for the Badgers to start the fourth, Pospisilova, LaBarbera, Shramik, Wilkie, and Copeland. 15-point deficit. What Wisconsin do over the final 10 minutes? Here's Pospisilova, screen set by Shramik. Julie P. on the right. Pass back to her left. Shramik, they reverse it over to the wing. It's caught by LaBarbera, far side. Avery with the dribble, picks it up, throws it back to her right. Copeland catches. Copeland tries to go past Myers, down the lane, and a whistle and a foul on her way to the basket. Myers picks up the foul. First team foul against Maryland, 20 seconds into the fourth. Terrapins come in 5-2. In Big Ten play, Wisconsin 2-5. Badgers just coming off a road loss in Bloomington to Indiana. It was all Indiana. They never trailed in the game. One big. And now facing 11th-ranked Maryland. Got it down to 15 to start the fourth. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Pospisilova driving. Lane line left. Stops. Finds Shramik. Long two's through. 13 for Shramik. It's her fourth straight game scoring 10 or more points. And her 7th out of her last 8. Sellers for Maryland. Over to Myers on the right. Slip screen, Masonis. Back over to Sellers. High toss, mid-post right, Masonis by Shramik. Has it down on the left, goes up, came up short, off her hands. Copeland has it. She has LaBarbera if she can get it to her. And a whistle on the backcourt. And a foul called against Maryland. Well, LaBarbera was all alone. Copeland didn't have the right angle to get her the basketball. Too many defenders around the area. Ball called against Miller. Diamond Miller has her 3rd. 9:02 to play in the game. LaBarbera guides it over to the right, caught by Copeland. Copeland jump pass over, skip pass to the far side. Wilkie driving in, finds Shramik. It's loose. It's going to be a foul against Shramik. It was loose, then grabbed by Myers, and then Shramik fouls Myers, who they both fall to the floor on the baseline. .52 to go in the game. 61-48, Maryland has the lead and has the basketball. Shramik out, Williams into the game for the Badgers. Sellers. Out on top, picks up her dribble, steers it to the right. Now back to Alexander, his pass is stolen. LaBarbera has it, galloping the other way, and it's poked out of bounds by Maryland. It'll be Wisconsin ball. Good defensive stop there by Maryland as LaBarbera was looking to attack. Inbounds, Copeland catch and shoot, corner 3, no! And a foul called against Maryland as Williams is trying to grab that rebound. And they're going to get Masonis with the shove. Second team foul now against the Terps. 8:33 to play. Lots of time left. 61-48. Johnson has it down to 13. Wilkie has it. Corner. High toss. Mid post left. Williams double team. Miller tries to tie her up. Williams falls to the floor and a travel. Sarah had the ball above her head. Diamond Miller tried to tie her up. Let go of the ball. Williams fell to the floor. Here's Sellers. Coming in hard from the right. Little runner's good. Right near the Big Ten logo. Sellers scores. Back up to 15. 8:17 to play. Badger ball trailing. Wilkie trying to get it to Williams. Stepping in front of it is Alexander to Misonis at midcourt. And a travel. Wisconsin will get it back. 10th turnover of the game for Maryland. Wisconsin inbounding sideline right. LaBarbera defended by Sellers. Scoops it on the right to Pospisilova. Gives it over to the left. Copeland inside to Wilkie. Cutting to the rim. Has it in the lane. Up with the right hand around the restricted arc. No good. Miller collects it. Miller transition to Misonis. Blocked by Copeland, but out of bounds on the baseline. I'm not sure if that was a pass or a shot by Misonis. And she was out of control. Looks like she was trying to go up for it. Yeah, it was a good block. Was that out of bounds? That was close. Looking at that replay, I'd love to see that replay again. Well, it doesn't matter now because it is Maryland's ball, but it looked like on that first replay here at the Cole, that block was straight down to the court, but in bounds. It'll be Maryland ball. 7:49. Miller, left baseline, bangs into Wilkie. Deep on the left, bangs into Wilkie again. Up left hand, good. Marissa Mosley saying that's a hook. Counted for Maryland, 65-48. Porter now into the game. She was a spark off the bench for the Badgers in the first half. Driving right baseline, Porter's pass knocked out of bounds. They have Porter in that first half, 7 points in 7.5 minutes. Right now it's a 17-point Maryland lead, but time's starting to dwindle away if you're a Badgers fan. Porter, baseline left, finds Schrammick. Schrammick, top of the arc, Miller defends, picks up her dribble, back to the basket, over to Porter on the wing. Feeds Schrammick, mid-post left, one dribble on Miller, bounces back out to the right. Wilkie catches, over to Copeland, just right on the wheel, it's good. Three-pointer for Sanaya Copeland. There's some offense the Badgers needed. A freshman, now 4 of 10 shooting three-point shots this season. Miller all alone, three-pointer in. Top of the key, it's good. Badgers somehow lost Diamond Miller defensively. Miller up to 17. 68-51, 17-point Maryland lead. 6:44 to play in the game. Porter. Defended by Sellers. 5'4 freshman. Bounces for Williams. Left elbow. Pivots on the left foot. Tries to dribble. Lost it. Out of bounds. And it's off Maryland. I thought that was off the leg of Williams, but I'll take it. 7 on the shot clock. Porter out now. LaBarbera in. 7 on the shot clock. Wisconsin trails by a score of 68-51. Schrammick catches to Wilkie on the left. Gives it up to LaBarbera. Inside. 3 on the shot clock. Williams fade away. Big Ten logo. No good as she falls to the floor. Rebounded Myers. Up the left sideline. Misonis attacking down low. Spinning. Blocked by Williams. Copeland has it. And then she's fouled by Sellers. Stopping the fast break. Sarah Williams coming out from the weak side to reject that one. Williams has led the Badgers in blocks 13 of 18 games this season, and now a timeout on the floor. 6:15 to play in this game. It is Maryland 68, Wisconsin 51. Back after this timeout, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal Housing Lender.